warm-up, then Kedrick is going to take us through the S-mile, then we'll take a break, and then we'll get to the debt. I'm going to take some photos while we are in the S-mile position so that we can then send out an actual seating chart for next week. I'll work with Kedrick and section leaders. But if you have specific issues with sight lines or something, if you can talk to your section leader and then they can relay it to me, that would be awesome.
We're not sitting with our sections.
But you can tell your section leader and then they'll go. Yeah, great. All right, can we stand up? All right, if we can all reach up, touch the ceiling. Wet Wednesday. All right, and we will, let's roll our shoulders forward. And let's roll our shoulders back. Oh. And we'll leave them back and down. Great. All right, if you can repeat after me. Ready? And. Great, we're gonna do it again. Can we do it forte this time? Ready, good breath. Good, let's not lose that breast support the entire time. It's just engaging our core. Great, can we have D flat major, please? Sorry, F major. Let's go sol. Ready, and. Super tall ah, and keep the space in the mouth so that the vowel doesn't go so, so. Ready, and.
So, so.
Big S.
So, so. So.
The tallness of the vowel. We did it three times well, and then it started to get questionable. Ready, going on, sa, and.
Sa.
More S.
Sa.
And.
Sa.
Good. All right, can we have B-flat major, please? We're gonna go yo. And the loudest thing I want to hear the shh. Like you're telling a baby, shh. Don't do that. Ready? Crescendo at the top, and we want to get a taller ah vowel as we come down. Yeah? Crescendo at the top on the long note, and a tall ah vowel as we come down. Big sh. Ah. Back in the fall on board. And then it'll get more complicated, but just together. Mi fa mi re do re di. And.
Mi fa mi re do.
Good. Now, sopranos and altos, can you hold the mi the entire time? Tenors and basses, you will do the entire exercise. That make sense? Ready? And.
Mi fa mi re do.
Good. Going up a half step. Same thing, sopranos and altos, hold. And listen for that beautiful E vowel, and tenors and basses will do the whole thing.
Mi fa mi re do.
Good. Switch. So tenors and basses hold, sopranos and altos, mi fa mi re do. Let's make sure that the M is right on the pitch.
Mi fa mi re
do. Good, let's go down a half step. Same thing. And. Time. Sopranos and altos, can you make sure that the fa feels a little bit extra high?
Mi fa.
Lots of space in the mouth. Otherwise, it sounds
mi fa.
And then it's not the beautiful major second that we want. Minor second. Sorry. Ready? And.
Mi fa. Mi fa.
Great. All right. Let's take out the smile and.
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. I know it's February, but I'm like, I haven't seen you, so Happy New Year. Super excited for this this piece. Just a quick aside. I first met Rena Esmail when I was a conducting fellow in Chicago. She had been commissioned by the Chicago Sinfonietta to write a piece, and she came and I was assisting. And as a young budding conductor, I went up to her because she is the leading composer in sort of bridging a traditional Indian music into classical music, and so I was super intrigued by that. And she had written this piece called This Love Between Us that was for Baroque instruments, choir, and traditional Indian instruments. And she was like so fascinated by how like traditional Baroque instruments sound like traditional Indian, and I was just like fascinated by her. and ask her to send me her music, and she did. And from that day, I was like, one day I'm gonna program Gina's music, and you are the one day. So thank you all so much for bringing this piece to life. But as you all know, and I don't need to harp on this in the context of all the things that are going on in our world, the words and meaning of this piece and this concert ring more true than ever. So I am so grateful that we'll be able to give this as a gift to our community in the midst of everything. So with that being said, let's start at the top, not all the way at the top, but a little before you come in, and just go through this and see how it feels, how it happens. Can we start, Jesse, back at C, measure 37?
Yeah.
Choir, let's dance.
All right.
Right there at 49.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the way this will work at the end, everyone, is there'll actually be two cutoffs. The first cutoff will be for you, which will be pretty much in time, so that you're not, Sopranos, I appreciate you, but I won't torture you. We'll get to the end, very slow diminuendo. I'll give the choir cutoff. The orchestra will linger and let their sound fade, and then I'll cut them off as well. Thank you, beautiful everyone. You know, it's part of the reason I programmed this is because, you know, choirs, musicians have to be able to function in many, many types of settings. And this music is very, not to diminish it, it's very sound bathy, right? It's sort of, the idea of this music is not as sort of directive as it is to just envelop you in this sound world. And it doesn't really, Jesse's doing an incredible job, but there are so many other layers and fills and frills that are happening in the orchestra that you really don't understand. So as you're standing there and you're like, I feel like I've been singing this chord for 15 minutes, right? Just know that for the audience, it will never and has never felt that way. And the moment you think it feels that way is the moment they will think it feels that way, right? But if you're convinced that every whole note tie that you sing is the most important thing that you've ever sung in your entire life, the audience will be like, oh my God, I love whole note ties. Beautiful work, everyone. Let's go back to the beginning of this. A couple of things that I love to just really tighten up. The first one, everyone, this is measure around 58, 59. These moments where we have a tease me. It's really all of our like hard consonants that happen in a sort of canon. They must happen together within our canon, right? So if it's like three succinct teases after one after another, it should sound like three succinct teases and not like 15 sporadic teases happening at 15 sporadic times, if that makes sense. Let's try it. Can we take it from 49? 49. You can remain seated. 49. It sounds like elude me, tease me, elude me, tease me. Can we all place it absolutely together? That's what I was going to ask. What are people doing? Elude. One choir, one sound. Never seen Drumline, you don't get the joke. I'm so sorry. Go watch Drumline, that's your homework. Elude. All right, let's take it right at, before I go on, altos, tenors, if you do me the favor in measure 54, homeland, if we put that D right on the downbeat, the rest of that bar will be together. But we are not all cutting off land together, and that's why the bar feels a little, yes.
Do you want the bassists doing the same thing?
Ah, basses, you just keep on alighting and keep on going through. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Here's right at D, measure 52. One bar before you come in. Alto seven basses.
Thank you.
bar 63 there, my ancestors, can we all look up? It is an immediate tempo change, and right now the cutoff of there is not together, and so my ancestors is a little like, ooh, what tempo are we? There, my ancestors. If we all look up at least to get that second beat, we'll be squared away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much better. Can we do pickup into 60, please? Pickups into measure 60. Sopranos, this is your. There's three and. Sentence. Hear my neighbor say, go back. Hear my neighbor say, go back home to me. We all have to agree and align on the go back home. An intense and arrival. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There my ancestors were so much better. So much better. Can we find a reason to do the crescendo and decrescendo in 64 that is not me doing all of that? So if we need to start a little softer, start a little softer, but I want to hear it and feel it. Right at E, 63. There it is, three, and. I'm hesitant to say anything because with the orchestra, it might be perfect. 71 is what I was gonna say, soprano one. Just be careful after your beat two. But I'm like, with the orchestra, it might be perfect. But the thing of this, and what I will say, is that it should always just, it's this music is so hard because it should always flow, but the text has to be clear. Right, right? So when will you let me name? It's like every single person has to be singing this with the absolute like diction clarity and trust that the unified group is gonna create the arc in the line. Can we try this? So just everyone with maybe 40% more text clarity, can we take it from let's not stand. Let's just go back to E, sorry. There, my ancestors. The go back was perfect. Can it be even more? Oh, let me not say it's perfect, because if I'm giving you direction, it wasn't perfect. It was good. Can it be even more together, right? Some people are a little early to the go. Wait, be late, not early. There, my ancestors. 63 is three.
There, my ancestors know me. Hear my neighbors say, go back home.
just because it needs to be changed. Can this tenors, can let me name, can it just be a little bit more, a little louder? Sure. So think of it mezzo forte-esque, but then come away. Right, so don't sing the U that loud, but the let me name should really come out each time we have it, just because you all start this, and it really will need to cut through the orchestra. Thank you. It's so hard to start in the middle of this. Let's just start right at 69. Actually, can we do it with the pickup? Back home. Is that a page turn? Yeah, right here. There's let's see, one and two and... Thank you. Tenors, that was absolutely the idea. Absolutely the idea. Let's stand. And take it from back at 69, please. Back at 69. Right on it. Oh, no, back home. Thank you for reading my mind. Here's two and three and... Thank you. that we all know, I'm subdividing the last beat of 97. So ya ba da dee da ya da da dee, but now, but now. And the trick of this moment is to hold on to that vowel for as long as we can. Otherwise, it sounds like but now, right? But now, right? So that it's super, super clear. Can we just do, this is two bars before you come in 96, the 4-4 measure, two before G. It's three, I. And so it's like, it just has to be where it needs to feel and not where your mind is counting it needs to be, right? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So the quick thing, looking back, friends, have a seat. Looking back at G, measure 98. The tricky thing about this is that we spend measure 97 slowing down. And then when we get to 98, we are immediately at not the tempo we were at, but at an immediately faster tempo. So the key here, sopranos and altos, will be watching me and being eyes on me for the cutoff of now in 98. Yeah, in 98. And really clear on beat three, it is no longer, right? So just making sure that we're all eyes glued up for that moment. Yes. Ah, so the pickup is in the old tempo, and then the downbeat is in the new tempo, right? Ya ba ba be ba, ya ba ba be, but now it is no longer. Sorry. You know what I'm going to do? The pickup is going to be the quarter note of the new tempo. It just for it makes sense, I'll sing through it. Ya ba ba be ba, ya ba ba be, but now it is no longer about me. Ya ba ba be ba, ya ba ba be, but now it is no longer. Let's try it. Let's try it. It's like the math of it all. This is right at 96. 96, everyone, the 4-4 bar, two of measures before you come in. Roughly. It's three. Sound like please. Can everyone who sings a plea, can we put accents on those a pleas? Because right now it sounds like I have a plea. And I'm like, I don't think that's gonna get us anywhere. If that is the plea, and friends, it is not only something that happens musically. Of course, first it has to happen musically. Of course, if it doesn't happen musically, it doesn't happen at all. But also, if you're singing "I have a plea" and your eyes are like "I have a plea," maybe leave the plea at home, right? I have a plea. Just even a raised eyebrow or something, so that I know you know what you're singing about. Thanks. The rhythm thing before G was perfect, and what it did is it just set up the momentum for the rest of that. So file, save as, do it every time. We'll make it that way. 96, one more time. 96, once again. Sopranos, altos, actually everyone, the S's of 138 are complicated. So this is what needs to happen. We all just need to sing "She Will Transform You" together. That's what needs to happen. Because there's no way to coordinate this where it's all together just because of the way that Rena writes this. But what tends to happen right now is that we all sort of ram into 138, and the "she will transform you" is a little wonky. So that is another place where eyes up. So as you're going along, and highways up. She will transform you. Because if we all unify that together, it'll make the cutoff of 137, the down of 138, not problematic. Thank you. The way to make this work, my friends, and for it not to dull, starting at I, Rena gives us a metro piano with a poco crescendo. So the challenge is every time you sing underpasses and bypass, underpasses, every time it just has to be a little bit more emphatic. Every time you sing it, and it's something that you have to take responsibility to, because if I'm up, right, so just every time you sing it, whatever that thing is, just ramp it up a little bit more, knowing that when we get to She Will Transform You, that's the arrival. Yes.
So should we be right before 4:10 when we get to there?
Right before.
Maybe 7, but like,
yeah, she will transform. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's try it. Let's try it. This is right at eye. Thank you. Surface streets. It's three. Because I have a tendency to do this. As these things build and get louder and louder, let's make sure that they don't rush, right? It's so easy for it to just sort of propel forward. There's a natural propelling that I will allow to happen, but I don't want it to rush. I want it to feel like it's flowing, but never that we are going through the motion. And it's really critical, like, to community, so that all of those words, those small things, really come through. Because if we speak, we would be sort of elusive. That's the idea. Just so we're clear, everyone, look with me, 138. This is the first time we do She Will Transform You. I won't take much time here, right? The tempo will sort of just go through. Big arrival, tempo go through. I will, however, take time at 154, the second time we sing She Will Transform You. So that one will just relax ever so slightly. And to call your attention, well, actually it's not written in for you, but this part is, measure 158, soprano, alto, tenor, you have a beautiful crescendo written in your She Will Transform You here. Let's really, really lean into that, please. Thank you, thank you. That will make the witty milestone not feel like it comes out of no place. Thanks. Yes.
Question?
Yes.
A diction thing, the T, I know we're enunciating, but for community, we've been doing like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Do that. Not what I'm chaotically said.
Once you start making everybody else's crescendo, you still want us to come in and make some piano?
Yes. So your trans, you have to do a lot more and a lot less time. Yeah, thank you. You. Yes.
Just to be clear, you'll stay in that more sustained tempo through with each milestone?
Yes. So with each milestone, friends, will not be as chaotic in tempo as we've been doing it before with each milestone. Right, so just a little bit more relaxed there. Thank you, thank you. I'll help show that. It's think forte broad, not forte declamatory with each milestone. Thank you. Can we do a measure 154? She will transform you, the second one. Here's 3, 4.
She will transform.
I know we can do this together with each milestone. Can we just do that turns and bases? 160. Here's a 1, 2.
With each milestone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go back and put it all together. 154. Here's 3 and. This music is so deceptively difficult, yeah. Right? It's so deceptively difficult. You look at it, you're like, oh yeah, I just sort of sing the same things and click over and over. But to really keep that quality, that sustaining thing that keeps our energy focused through the piece, right? Because if our energy is focused through it, I guarantee you, I know this piece will just sort of wash over our audience, especially in the context of everything else that's on this program. This is probably one of the most, like, tonally pleasant. When you're doing a concert about refugees and the crisis that's going on, there's a lot of hard feelings, and so I'm really grateful for all of you for what this piece will do for the concert and for all of your work on this. It's going to be really incredible. I'm equally excited for The Debt, which I know you're all working extremely hard on. That's going to be really incredible. And sooner or later, you'll be hearing about all the fun stuff we have planned for next season, which will be... I will give you one insider scoop. I don't think it's too taboo. Miyako, don't listen. We will be ending, so sort of in the landscape of timely programming, the theme for the 2026-2027 season is persist and resist. It started as an idea of one concert about resistance in classical music, and that one concert spilled into six concerts of ideas and pieces and programming. And one of the things that I couldn't let go, Jimmy Lopez, I don't know if any of you are familiar with this composer. He did his doctorate degree at UC Berkeley. Incredible, incredible composer. Wrote a piece called The Dreamer's Oratorio, in which he interviewed a bunch of DACA dreamers about their lives and their stories and turned it into a 45-minute oratorio for a soprano, choir, and orchestra. And we will be ending next season with this piece, The Dreamer's Oratorio. The incredible Puerto Rican soprano, Ana Maria Martinez. If you know her, she's incredible. If you don't know her, she's iconic, world-renowned. The piece was written for her. She premiered it, and she has agreed to come and do it with us here. So very excited for that. That'll be really cool, and some other amazing things lined up for the season. So lots of amazing things. Super excited for next week. Thank you for all your work. Thank you to Zach for all of your work. Thank you. Okay, I think it's time for announcements, and then I'm going to turn you all over to Zach for the rest of the rehearsal. So thank you all so much, and I will see you next week.
So let's get back at 8:35.